اللهم حرر المسجد الاقصى من دين الصهاينه والارض المقدسه برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just a reminder about the importance of takbir number one and the importance of al-adahi number two. Alhamdulillah, we're still in the days of Eid, 11, 12 and 13. And in these days, we have التكبير المطلق والتكبير المقيد. التكبير المطلق, the open takbir, is actually from Maghrib of the first of the Hijjah. And that is the takbir that we make in the streets and as we're driving in our cars and even in the marketplace and in the workplace. I suppose if we're not bothering somebody else, we can make it takbir al-mutlaq. That's from Maghrib on the first of Dhul Hijjah. Until when? Until Maghrib on the 14th of Dhul Hijjah. That is what is called al-takbir al-mutlaq, the open takbir. Then there is the restricted takbir, we call al-takbir al-muqayyad, which is restricted to after Salah. Restricted to after Salah, which begins actually when? On Fajr, on the day of Arafah, after the Salah of Fajr, on the day of Arafah. Inshallah, if we haven't been doing it, next year inshallah, remember Mr. Chairman, after Fajr, on the day of Arafah, our ninth day, we start with a takbir al-muqayyid, and it ends on the 13th day after Salat al-Asr. So, from after Salat al-Fajr on the 9th day of the Hijjah, until after Salat al-Asr on the 13th day of Dhul Hijjah, after every Salah, that is what we call At-Takbir al-Muqayyid. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمُ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامِ النَّعْلُمَاتِ. And let them remember Allah on the known days. And especially over what? عَلَى بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Over the livestock. Well, I can't believe how the prices have jumped in the last few years. Allahu Akbar. Unbelievable. I actually would like to, if there's anybody that has some knowledge about this, why is the livestock so expensive? Is it inflation? Is it the war in Ukraine? Is it exploitation? Please, if somebody knows, please come and tell me, because this is something that none of us should be leaving out, unless we are al-ba'is al-faqir. Unless we are al-ba'is al-faqir, which is the person that is basically destitute and poor and destitute, that we cannot afford. Because now you can leave Allah, nafsan illa ma atana. Allah hasn't placed a burden on a soul except in terms of what He's given that soul. Now, some schools of thought, if you didn't know this, some schools of thought consider that the person who has the money and didn't make qurban, that they've actually sinned. Because it is wajib in those schools of thought. That if you had the money and you didn't make qurban, because it's wajib, then you've left out the wajib and you've actually sinned. I think the most lenient school of thought is of Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, where he considers it that if you had the money and you didn't, you did something makruh. You did something makruh. So at the least it's something that is makruh, that is disliked. To have the money and then not make qurban, this is something makruh. Okay? لا يثاب على فعلي ولا يثاب لا يعاقب على فعلي ويثاب على تركي. Now, what is the definition of makruh? You won't be punished if you do it. If somebody didn't make qurban according to Imam Shafi'i, it is disliked. You won't be punished for it. It's not a sin. Okay? But it's disliked. But if they actually left the makruh and they went and made an effort and made the qurban, then that's certainly a great reward
أعز الله سبحانه وتعالى. As you mentioned in the khutbah of the day of Eid, بأول قطرة تقطر من دمها. Oh Fatima, go and make your udhiya and witness it, because for the first drop of blood that hits the ground from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your past sins. Allah, who would want to miss out on something like that? So, if maybe we didn't prepare for this year, let us make our intention, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe we should make a qurbani box, you know, like a savings, not a pity box, another. Let's call it something, a savings box. There at home, where we start to save for al-udhiya, ta'ala. And as I mentioned, even one for the whole family suffices. That's what the Prophet used to do, and he had 9 wives at the time. He had 9 wives at one time. So he made one sheep for his entire family, including his 9 wives and his children. And we can do the same. I think it was Atta ibn Yasar who asked Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, how did the people make adahi in the time of the Prophet ﷺ? How did they make qurban in the time of the Prophet ﷺ? What did he answer? He said, a man would go and he would sacrifice one sheep for his whole family. He would eat from it and he would go and spend or give in charity and as gifts as well. You can even, not just for poor people, you can give a third to the poor, a third for your neighbors and your friends, if they are Muslim, of course. Muslim neighbors and friends, and even if they are wealthy, and you can keep a third for yourself. That is not written in stone. You don't have to divide it up like that, but the bottom line is to eat from it and to give of it. And that was how they used to do it in the time of another prophet. One sheep for the whole family. Allahu Akbar. How much is the bull now? 15, 16. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. No camels? So it's a very, very great. When I was in Morocco, I'll never forget. I spent Eid al-Adha with a relatively poor family, and there I saw everybody was making qurban. Also because they follow the Maliki school of thought, which is wajib if you have the money, it is wajib to make qurban on the day of Eid on these days, from the 10th to the 13th. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect all our qarabeen and adahi. Innaka anta samir alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawab rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.